You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. In lots of parts of the country, rural or otherwise, this is back to school week. And there is, of course, a lot on the minds of school leaders as kids come back. School safety, COVID testing, debates around masking, how to help kids catch up academically if they've fallen behind, and also food. Because of the labor shortage and widespread supply chain issues, school leaders are worried about how they're going to feed the kids in their cafeterias. Rebecca Klein reports.
In Jefferson County, Colorado, school has already started. Beth Wallace is the executive director of food and nutrition services for the district.
We are experiencing things that we have never experienced before. We typically have 450 employees, and our vacancies are currently running at about 98.
She says the district raised the wages of school cafeteria workers from $12.48 an hour to $15 an hour. People still haven't been coming back to work. Figuring out what to serve kids has become a challenge. This year, students will be receiving fewer meal choices.
You know, our high schools may have had 6 or 7 options, and this year they may be lucky to get 2 of those options. And by the way, whatever we have printed with our menus may have to change on the spot because of delivery of products not arriving.
There's a similar story at Plymouth Canton Schools in Michigan. Kristen Hennessy is the director of food and nutrition services there. She's tried to get creative in recruiting staff. When school employees go to restaurants and meet servers or other workers who seem talented, she's asked them to hand out business cards with a QR code that links to an application with the school district.
Well, there's a labor shortage, of course, like everyone. And that's kind of what I told the staff. I said, we aren't alone in this. Everyone's having to alter how they do business. And so we're not on an island by ourselves.
Nationwide, the School Nutrition Association says public school cafeterias served more than 29 million students before the pandemic. This year, as more of them return to in-person classes, the search for staff to cook and serve meals is a challenge nationwide. Katie Wilson is the executive director of the Urban School Food Alliance, a group that represents food service professionals in the nation's largest school districts.
So the labor shortage has become a really quite a crisis point for many of us in school nutrition, particularly in these large urban districts. Many of our districts are looking for 200 to 300 employees in their school nutrition program alone.
And she says the labor shortage doesn't end at the cafeteria door.
The distributors, the manufacturers are also having labor problems. So there are not enough people working in warehouses. There are not enough truck drivers. We've heard from a couple of the distributors that for every 10 trucks, they can only send one out.
And the shortages, combined with demand, are driving up prices. Wilson says she's heard of school districts where costs have risen anywhere from 7% to 30% this year. Many school districts also have fewer options for cooking food on site.
Buying more local product, processing our own foods and preparing our own foods, that takes labor. It's easy to buy something in a package and heat it up and serve it, but we don't want to do that.
And while food that's prepackaged, cooked offsite, may meet nutritional requirements, she says it won't be as fresh as food cooked at a school. I'm Rebecca Klein for Marketplace.